Hi, this is Brass Check, and we're recording this on Saturday, September 25th, 2021. And this is just some notes to this particular page. I do recommend everybody really study what this guy's talking about. He's clearly on track about a lot of things. I don't know the technical things he's talking about, but I am certainly going to look into them because he certainly understands the propaganda operation. For people that don't get it, when you look in the sky, and you see contrails that hang in the air forever and then expand and completely fill the atmosphere, that is not natural. That is not normal. That is somebody's operation. And for years, anybody that dared to say anything about this or point it out was considered a conspiracy theorist. And as it turns out, the wild conspiracy theories turned out to be 100% true. And we know that because now it's in the headlines, and Bill Gates and his legions of so-called journalists that he owns are reporting about his project, which is called Solar Geoengineering. And he is privately funding it, along with some other private donors. And it's part of Harvard University's Solar Geoengineering research program. The specific operation he has in mind right now is called Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment, SCOPEX. And it's, here's, I'm quoting now from Popular Mechanics. Its aim is to see how a tiny amount of aerosol in a trial would influence the immediate surroundings. And the article goes on to say that Harvard is delaying the study to examine the impact on Sweden itself, as well as the indigenous Sami people who live in the region, that where they're going to do this spraying of the atmosphere to affect the sunlight and climate. And the Popular Mechanics article is headlined with, Bill Gates will have to wait a while to block the sun. That's Popular Mechanics. But there's more to this story. The fact checkers, the professional fact checkers, all of which can probably be traced back to funding from Bill Gates, have come out with a counter narrative from the despicable USA Today. This is one of the foulest pieces of garbage in an already disgusting media environment. USA Today. Absolutely horrendous human beings. Don't know what they think they're doing. But anyway, their headline is, fact check, Bill Gates is not trying to block the sun rays in the name of climate change. And they go on to do what dishonest journalists always do. They find the most unhinged, exaggerated version of the actual account. It's called the straw man technique, and they attack that as being unhinged, and this is just proof that there's nothing to this theory. And then they go on to say, in any event, it's okay. There's nothing to this theory, but they are doing it. And I mean, it's just lunacy. These people are absolute lunatics. Unfortunately, they control the news media. So they say there's nothing to the theory, but it is real, and we need to do it because we need to stop global warming. So these tests need to be done, but they're not being done. And it's wrong to say that Gates is doing this. I mean, it's just, I'll give you the USA Today link so you can read their and boy, they have an endless, you know, words cost money. Somebody has to be paid and pensioned, and they need a little desk, and they need a cell phone, and there's a lot. It costs money to hire writers. And USA Today obviously has an infinite amount of money to write long articles to protect the reputation of Bill Gates and his various unhinged activities. And their conclusion, the USA Today fact checker's conclusion, that this story is false, except it's true. I mean, that's really what this is all about. So I'll put the links. You can read it for yourself. But do pay attention to this young fellow. He seems to be onto something quite interesting.